Well, Federal Parliament resumes today for another sitting fortnight, but what to do about the Speaker, Peter Slipper? Will be a first order issue for the government, surely, with lurid text messages revealed this morning, submitted to the Federal Court as evidence, all while the Prime Minister's attending a breakfast this morning for powerful women in politics. These text messages revealed this morning have Mr. Slipper comparing women's genitalia to items in the natural world, etc. It's really quite unbroadcastable. Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studio. Morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Philip.
The Slipper case surely is now at a turning point, isn't it? The government, in view of its attitude towards others who demean women, is going to find it impossible to appoint Peter Slipper back into the chair regardless of what happens in this case, isn't it?
Well, you would think so. And meanwhile, it's putting the government in a very difficult position, especially the women ministers who are being questioned about this. Nicola Roxon the other day was making it clear that she found all this offensive but was saying she couldn't comment because the case was on. And as you mentioned, Julia Gillard is going to be questioned today at a very difficult time and location for her, because presumably she'll give a doorstop after this function, and it's a function to do with women's leadership. So it is just a further problem in the whole Slipper affair, and one that, well, it'll be very interesting to see what the Prime Minister says, is all I can say.
Well, I mean, I understand these text messages are private and they weren't published, and but nevertheless, they appear to be Mr. Slipper's view of the world, which is revealed as crude and adolescent. And, well, actually, that probably impugns adolescence. It's as I say, unbroadcastable. But the government is really going to be forced to defend these comments if they do reappoint him. That's impossible, isn't it?
Yes, that is impossible. And also, it comes as the government, of course, has been mounting this strong campaign to try to paint Tony Abbott as anti-woman. And Tony Abbott himself yesterday was pointing out the contradictions. Mm. Julie Bishop is putting a lot of emphasis on this issue. She's making it an issue of the Prime Minister's leadership. It really couldn't be worse for the government. They're completely wedged on this matter.
Mm. Yes, I would have thought so. That's right. If what's good for the goose is good for the gander in this particular instance, I would have thought Mr. Slipper's views, private though they may be, would bar him from any further office. As I say, we can't broadcast them this morning. What do you make of the news poll this morning, Michelle? Labor was on a recovery track, if you believe that narrative. Maybe that wasn't ever the case, because they appear to be bouncing around in a narrow band, basically.
I think that the 50-50 result in the last news poll was, from Labor's point of view, always good, too good to be true. It did have a psychological effect. This poll has a correction. The Labor primary vote is not back to the depths it was. It's still in that very slight recovery period, but it's obviously fallen from its previous level. It's hard to know quite what this will do in terms of caucus thinking. We've seen Kevin Rudd still circling, still there, still very obvious, but I don't think that this sort of result is likely to give him great momentum, even though there's no doubt that Labor is living a bit from poll to poll.
Mm. Yes, the trend, but the trend result in these polls doesn't really seem to have changed much, does it?
No, it doesn't. It's not at those completely bottom of the ocean levels, but it does show that the Labor government would be trounced in an election held any time soon, and I think that that's the general feeling on both sides of politics. Of course, on the coalition side, because they're getting clearly relatively close to an election time, and obviously close to victory, there's some nervousness and holding of breath, but they're confident, and Labor really does feel that an inevitable defeat is approaching. I think that those who say that they can win are really cracking hardy. That's not the general view in the Labor Party.
Hmm. Meanwhile, it's not clear that Mr. Alan Jones, the broadcaster, or 2GB understand the significance, power and operation of the new media, but certainly Malcolm Turnbull does. He's across it, and in comments last night which indicate that he at least takes a common sense view of the world, he has really differentiated himself or distinguished himself from Tony Abbott by saying that Alan Jones has got a taste of his own medicine. Is he trying to position himself here?
I think what we've seen from Malcolm Turnbull recently on a number of issues is that he's determined to have his own voice. He doesn't see himself, can't see himself at any point soon trying to regain that leadership that he'd so love to have, but he's also not going to fall into line on issues just for the sake of it. He has been very critical of Alan Jones, and he does make the point that, very much like Kevin Rudd made yesterday, incidentally, that Alan Jones has dished it out for a long time and he's getting some of it back.
More to the point, I suppose, he shows that he understands what the new media is, whereas some of the comments from Mr. Jones and others would indicate that, regardless of whether they like it or not, they don't really understand what the new media is about anyway.
I think that's true, but you've also got division in the coalition quite clearly between those who think that there are dangers in the new media and that the Alan Jones, the campaign against Alan Jones reveals some of those dangers, and Julie Bishop was in that camp yesterday saying that there were sinister aspects to all this, and the Malcolm Turnbull people who really see this as a bit of people's power coming back to someone who's used power quite ruthlessly, the broadcasting power, over the years.
Yes, exactly.
So there's a genuine argument really going on here, and people emphasising different aspects, the positives and the negatives of the new media.
Sure. Okay, Michelle, good to talk with you. Thank you.
Thanks, Phil.
It's 12 to 8.